This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm talking to Mick Martin. Mick is the pastor of the Upper Room, which is a non-denominational church in North Sydney. Mick and I have been talking this week about money. We've looked at a whole lot of things, Mick. Some of the ways money can lead us astray, the way we can get the wrong perspective on it. Sometimes money can become our master instead of our servant. Yeah. We've also, last time, started to talk about some ideas you've been picking up from a book you've been reading about scarcity and what you call the myth of scarcity.
The approach that Lynn takes in her book is to say, well, what if we start challenging these assumptions, these myths of scarcity, and don't just accept them at face value? And what if we were to assume instead that there actually is enough? What if we were to adopt a mindset of sufficiency and to live out of that assumption?
What would that look like?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it looks very different, as you can imagine. I guess there are kind of three metaphors, three truths that she brings up. First one is the idea that money is like water. And so if we start to think of money not as something that we have to hoard and accumulate, but as something that flows through our lives. And then the question becomes, well, where does it flow? How does it flow? And how much am I directing that flow? And is money flowing through my life to bring peace and joy and happiness and well-being to others? Or is money flowing through my life to bring other people down and to make their lives harder? So that's the first one. The second is the idea that what you appreciate will appreciate in your life. And so if we focus on money, if we give that our attention and all of our energy, if that's the thing that matters most to us, then that probably will be the thing that will appreciate and accumulate in our lives. But if we appreciate relationship, if we appreciate community, if we appreciate generosity and doing good to others, then just by starting to appreciate those things, then that will start to be the fruit of our lives.
So I know that people who are very generous talk about the joy it gives them
to be generous to other people. Yeah, and I think because what you find when you do that is a sense of this integration and this congruence between the way money's working in your life and the things that you really do hold most dear. And then the third idea is the idea that collaboration creates prosperity. So rather than living in a competitive mindset where it's you or me, we start to approach life as a you and me proposition. So we can both live well, we can both have enough, and we can cooperate and collaborate to each other's benefit and to each other's well-being.
How does that work in practice, Mick?
Yeah, well, I think there's some practical things we can do. One example, this was from, I heard a guy called Tony Campolo. Some people might be familiar with him. He's a church leader in the US and an activist. Has written a lot of books around poverty and how we can help the poor and so on. But he talked about his approach to money, and he and his wife have this did this thing years ago in their lives where they decided on a standard of living. They decided on a level of lifestyle that they thought was sufficient. And once they got to that, they kept it. They kept their lifestyle. And so he started writing books and making some money and so on, but they didn't upgrade their lifestyle. And this is the trap, I think, that people, as they earn more and more, continue to upgrade their lifestyle, so their lifestyle becomes more and more expensive, more and more extravagant. But he said, I still drive a secondhand car. I live in the same house that we've lived in for years, comfortable house, nice. We've got everything we want. But anything above that capped level that we've set that we make, we just give it away. So that's one example. And I think having a sense of, if we assume that we have enough, we instead of thinking, well, if I had more of this or I haven't got enough of that, and that being the thing that drives us, if we just sit back and assume that that's enough and learn contentment, and I think that word contentment is a really important one in this, that our contentment is not contingent on how much or how little we have, but we just adopt an attitude of contentment, saying, I'm content with what I've got, I'm grateful for what I've got, and then live out of that. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians says, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. And he said, I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or living in want. And I think that's the key, where our sense of who we are, our sense of self, and the way we approach life is not dictated to by how much or how little we have, but by a sense of contentment, a sense of gratitude, and a sense that we have enough.
Well, it's great talking to you about this, Mick. Complex topic, money and our relationship to it, and trying to find contentment in our lives is a great aim to have. Thanks for your thoughts on it.
Thanks, Simon. It's been great.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.